Put your hands up.
The Jimmy and Nate podcast starts in 30 seconds. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the good times on your terms. Heineken, celebrating the sounds of good times with F1.
Jim, I briefly touched on it yesterday, but yesterday, for the first time, I went to a speech therapist. Went to a speech therapist because...
It's about time you learned.
Got to learn to talk, mate.
Been ruining this show for years.
10 years of doing this career.
I've been telling you to enunciate.
But one thing...
No one knows what you're saying.
One thing you know is I'm notorious for losing my voice. Lose it constantly. And I also lose it very easily.
It's always the last place you look.
I can never find it. It's always underneath my car seat. Falls between the
cracks. Your shoes.
But if you think about the start of this year, right, it hasn't been good for the voice. We had my Bucks party, which was way too many days.
Yeah.
We had the Australian Open, CMC Rocks Queensland. We're going on the F1 this weekend. And next week, we've got the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. The voice is getting a battering.
I will say, round of applause for yourself because you didn't really lose it over CMC.
No, and I was worried.
But I did notice, because I have spent, obviously, years with you, even outside of the show, going to festivals and events and whatnot, and you really do give it a crack. And over CMC, I could see you stopping yourself.
Yes, and that was pre-speech therapist, because I went and saw it. And it's a very confronting process. Because
your voice was hurting, it was cracking, you were losing it. Producer Jared said you had... nodes or something.
The reason I went to this speech therapist because producer Jared freaked me the hell out. You've heard of, you know, Dr. Google. Well, Professor Jared.
Oh, don't worry about Professor Jared. He'll really.
Scared the hell out of me. Yeah. It's a very weird process. Something, you know, obviously your voice isn't something you can see. It's physical. So they have to like attach metaphors and images to it so you can kind of treat it like a muscle. Essentially what they do. So the first rule that they taught me was the arm arc rule, right, which is something that you guys all need to start policing with me, is I can only talk to people, right, within an arm's arc, right?
What did I say to you before you went to the speech thing?
Yeah.
You
walk over to people.
I said, didn't I?
Because I'll talk to people from 50 metres away and I'll scream.
Shortening Bear from the polls the other day in the office, and I'm talking Australia. He was on, when I say the other side of the office, we have a very long, skinny building.
Yeah.
So he would have been like 100 metres away.
Yeah.
And Nathan's just going, Joy!
Yeah. So the arm.
It's not even.
No. The arm arc rule is something you've been trying to teach me for a long time.
I have.
But now the doctor's told me.
When you walk up to someone, then say hello.
Now, the other thing that they taught me was two specific vocal warm-up exercises, right? And I tried to get the team involved on this yesterday and they weren't into it, which is why I need Australia's help here. So here's the two specific vocal warm-up exercises that the speech therapist gave me. The first one is trills. Right, so you and I were kind of doing it before. This is a trill. Your turn.
Oh, you're lucky, love you.
Yeah, so you're much better at it than me. Now, to be fair, you have had vocal training. I have not. So you're good at the trill.
Well, my training was because I used to sing.
Yes.
So you have to...
I can't trill.
Your vocal cord is a muscle and you've got to train it, look after it.
So that's the first one, the trill. And then the second one is called the OPT, which is you focus in the front of your mouth and you go...
And then I used to go up scales and go...
Mate, the only scales I know are at the gym.
And you broke them, big bastard.
Here's what I want to do, right? Because it felt so weird, and because this is the start of the show, I thought I could get Australia involved here to do these vocal warm-up exercises. I thought they could be a part of the trills, a part of the OPT, and we could warm up our voices together so it doesn't feel weird next time it's just me and the doctor sitting opposite each other and I'm going...
Should you throw in a third one as well? The one that Shawnee B was telling
us? Well, this is the other one I was going to run you by. I don't know whether we should throw this one as well, because me and Shawnee B used to do one that was this, right? So this is vocal exercise, it's words. My mother makes me mash my M&Ms on a Monday morning. Ooh, ah.
Yep.
And then you can do it. My mother makes me mash my M&Ms on a Monday morning. Ooh, ah. So they're the three.
Let's build up. The first ones I think are going to be easy because they're more noise.
Mm-hmm.
I think start with the one that goes,
That's the OPT.
Easy.
Yep.
Then we go,
that's the trill.
And then we go,
My mother makes me mash my M&Ms on a Monday morning. Ooh, ah. Perfect. 13-10-60. Australia, I do not want to do this by myself. It's the star of the show. Help me warm up. Yeah, be a part of it.
He's a big loser, Australia. Let him go.
Give us a call. Courtney, hello.
Hello, how you going?
Good, Courtney. Do you lose your voice easily?
I do. I've got three kids.
Perfect. All right, Courtney, you happy to be a part of this?
I am.
Okay, you stay there. Sam, welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Good, Sam. Do you lose your voice often?
Oh,
I've got five siblings. Yes, I do.
Okay, all right.
It's good, mate. This is, you're helping others.
Sam, you stay there. You're going to be part of this too. Amanda. Hello, Amanda.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Amanda. Are you happy to be a part of this group vocal warm-up exercise on the Jimmy Nay Show?
Definitely.
Okay, do you lose your voice easily, Amanda?
Never. And I never stop talking.
Oh, show off.
They call that being a Jimmy, Amanda.
Yeah.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Just wake up and we go.
Amanda, I bet your co-host isn't the same. Tracy, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Tracy. Are you happy to be a part of this vocal warm-up exercise?
I am, yep.
Okay, do you lose your voice often, Trace?
I'm like the first caller. I've got three kids and, yep.
Yeah, imagine me with kids.
Hey, Meg wants kids. She wants them now.
I know.
You won't have a voice.
And she won't be able to hear me say, no, not yet.
Get off me.
Not tonight. I'm tired. I tell her I'm on my period.
I don't care how hard it is. I'm about to fall asleep.
Listen to our choir laughing along. Jess, hello.
Hi.
Jess, do you lose your voice often?
Not really. I'm a singer, so I kind of know how to warm it up. And,
okay, so yeah. Have you heard of OPT and trills and everything?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, this is good. All right, so together we've got Courtney, Sam, Amanda, Tracy, Jess, Jimmy and I. Firstly, guys, give me a collective yes if you're all ready. 3, 2, 1.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
That was almost in unison. Okay, so what we're going to do...
Just so you know, guys, Nate's like it's conducting a choir. Please stop that, Nate. You don't know how to conduct a choir.
Very handsy.
I know.
Okay, the first one we're going to do is the OPT. So I will do it, and then Jim, you and all the callers do it together, okay. Right? We're warming up our voices. Here we go. So I'll do it first. Mm-hmm. And you guys, 3, 2, 1.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect, I think. Okay, all right. The second part is the trill, and we're going to add the siren in, right? So I'll do it first. You guys, a trill.
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1, trill. It sounds like, you know, when aliens take over your phone. That's what it kind of sounded like. Okay, now the last one, this is going to be difficult, right?
Okay.
I'll say it slow, and then you guys need to all say it together. This is the final one, all right? My mother makes me mash my M&Ms on a Monday morning. Ooh, ah. Has everybody got that collective? Yes, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
Jim, have you got it?
I have, but I'm going to step out of this one because I feel like, because I'm on a microphone, I'm much louder than
No, him. That's true. It'd
and
be unfair.
Just, yeah. Okay. I mean, I'll do it just further away.
Okay. My mother makes me mash my M&Ms on a Monday morning. Ooh, ah. Guys, in 3, 2, 1, go.
My mother makes me mash my M&Ms on a Monday morning. Ooh, ah.
And your voices are now ready.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Free tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
Free tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
Did somebody say free tickets?
Yeah, yeah. It's a Born Funny Blitz.
Yeah, we're going to be there. Jimmy Nath, the host of Born Funny. Luke Kidgell will be performing. Pete Hellier, Dave Thornton, Lizzie Hu, and Zainab Johnson. They will all be on the stage at Lower Town Hall for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. You can only get your tickets by listening to this show. That's the only way you can do it. You can't buy them. They are money can't buy tickets.
Yep, no, they certainly are. Nathan and I are very excited to be on stage with some very funny people.
Yeah.
But don't forget, Nathan and I, we're funny as well.
We can be. Not all the time.
No. But we wouldn't want to be all the time.
No, of course not.
If everything's funny.
Nothing's funny. Exactly. And see, that was insightful. Born Insightful is our next follow-up podcast.
Yeah.
what we're doing now is the BFB, the Born Funny Blitz. All you've got to do is answer a simple question to score your tickets. Who are you excited to see at Born Funny Live? You do that, bang, the tickets are all yours. Let's blitz Jim Hannah. Hello.
Hi.
Hannah, who are you excited to see Born Funny Live?
You guys.
Oh, and our names are...
Jimmy and...
That'll do.
That'll do. That's fine.
I'll take that one.
You got one. Thank that's you. Fine. Get out, Nate. Get out.
Careful, mate.
Taylor, hello.
Hi.
Taylor, Born Funny Live. Who do you want to see?
Luke Kidgell.
Yeah, Luke Kidgell.
He's I love his crowd work.
Yeah, he's good. He's all about crowd work, Taylor. And guess what? You're going to see because you're going. Well done.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Good on you, Taylor. Jakey. Hello, Jake.
What's going on, boys?
Oh, mate, you know, a bit of Born Funny blitzing. You want to go?
Yeah, I'd absolutely love to, mate.
And who do you want to see?
You boys.
But yeah, Luke or Lizzo, I think they're funny. As any excuse to have a free laugh.
Yeah,
that's true.
Just
but
clarifying.
Unfortunately, Jake, you have to play.
Yeah,
so pay.
just mate, Lizzie, who is going to be there? Lizzo is not going to be there. Jake, does that change your opinion?
Sorry, my apologies.
No, that's okay. I just didn't want you expect a Lizzo performance.
Hey, look, I'll take what I can get. No, that's true,
and that's the Lizzo's way to live life. Yeah,
she might be there.
She might. If
she's on the lineup.
Well, she might win tickets.
I'd love to see you boys, eh?
Oh, no, good thanks, on you, Jakey. Well, you're coming along, bud. We'll see you there.
Oh, beautiful, mate. Cheers.
Good on you, Jakey. Bridie, hello.
Hi.
You want to come to Born Funny Live?
Yes, please.
Who do you want to see, Bridie?
Luke Kitchell.
Bang. You got your tickets. What up?
I think you just asked me who they want to see. Jess. I hope they want to come. Of course.
That's true. Jess, who do you want to see?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jess.
Who do you want to see Born Funny Live?
I'd love to see you guys.
Bang.
Well, you're coming, Jess.
You got your tickets, Jess. Michelle, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Michelle. Turn down the radio.
Stop listening to Jimmy and Nathan. Listen to Jimmy and Nathan.
Yeah, turn down.
Mish, who do you want to see Born Funny Live?
Peter Holloway.
Peter Holloway. He's great on stage.
And you'll see Lizzo.
Peter Holloway and Lizzo. And then they forgot Nath. Okay, this is good. Alyssa, you want to come to Born Funny Live? Who do you want to see?
I do. It's Melissa, but I want to see you guys.
No, sorry,
everyone's getting names wrong.
That's all right. I had to do it.
I shouldn't have said. I should not have said Alyssa.
It does say Alyssa there.
Yeah, well, sorry.
It's all right.
We'll fire Jared.
Sorry, sorry, Alyssa, and you get to you get to see Lizzo because she'll be there. What up, mate? You got your tickets. Kelly, who do you want to see at Born Funny Live, Kel?
Peter Hellyer, please.
Oh, that's great manners. And because you asked so nicely, yes, you're coming to Born Funny Live. Good on you, Kel.
Good on you.
We'll see you there. Mel, who do you want to see Born Funny Live?
Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, we bloody got one. Thank you for remembering my name. You're coming along well.
Jimmy and A. Oh, I think she said Jimmy and A.
It's the name I can't say. Andrea, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Andrea, mate.
Yeah, hello.
Sorry, Andrea.
Andrea, do you want to see Lizzo?
No, I want to see Peter Hellyer.
You want to see Peter Hellyer? Yeah.
Well, he's not there.
The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
Nath, I want to ask now on 131060, what did you or someone else accidentally burn down?
It's happened.
Could be a house. Yeah.
That's a big one. I thought we were going for like the letterbox.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
My homework.
Some carpet inside. I dropped a cigarette.
I didn't think we were going with house.
The reason I've gone with house is a Sydney real estate agent has accidentally burned down a house in Sydney's Northern Beaches while preparing for an open home.
Because he couldn't sell it, maybe? And no listed buyers?
Mate, there's no way he couldn't sell it in this market.
No, that's true. It's cosy live, am I right?
Cosy live, mate. Yeah. Can't even get a place.
Might get a couple of investors from overseas.
People are still buying it. It's charcoal. Actually, even worse, people are trying to rent it.
Yeah.
I'll rent that.
It's now worth more. It is.
So the person was preparing for the open house when they noticed the tenants had left bedding on the deck to dry.
Okay.
They moved the bedding onto a shelf underneath a switched-on light where it is believed to have caught a light and started the major fire. The blaze destroyed the $3 million home along with the renters. So someone was renting it. Possession.
It's not good, is it? What are you doing? I mean, you hope there's the insurance. That's why you pay your insurance,
that
guys.
Is,
paid my car insurance today. Thanks to our friends at...
Why, are you worried your car was going to burn down?
GIO. Well, it should. It's an
old
car.
Is that why I had to pick you up today?
Yeah.
So your car works. It's just not insured.
It's not insured. Well, it is now. I did it in the car with you as you were driving me. So.
Nate texts me and he goes, you picked me up today. And I just went, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's now insured.
That's funny. So you just went, oh, shit.
Yeah, I was like, oh, crap. Pay for insurance, eh? This is not roadworthy.
Yeah, well, what's what I'm looking for. What did you or someone else accidentally burn down? Unfortunately, you know, accidents happen. We don't always mean it. And, you know, they say you shouldn't play.
I hope we don't mean it.
Yeah, no, we're not looking for arsonists.
No arsonists. You know what they say? An arsonist makes an arse out of it.
You and us. Arsonists. You and us. So whatever it is, like you said, Nathan, it could be something quite small.
Yep.
You know, it could be something quite large.
Whatever it is. 131060, jump on the phones right now. What did you or somebody you know, doesn't have to be you, accidentally...
Kids
are burning stuff all the time.
I was a bit of a firebug as a kid.
So was I. I used to do
that. Mum and Dad smoked, so I had lighters everywhere.
Yeah, I know. The three of you were smoking all the time. I used to do the
emphysema.
The magnifying glass. Used to do that.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I used to do that all the time.
With the toys?
So much fun. That's the Toy Story. You just, oh. Yeah.
Is that not you?
No, that's the bad guy in Toy Story. Okay, yeah. You remember that
you went Sid?
The talking cowboy? Remember the talking cowboy?
Do you have a black shirt with a skull on it?
No, that's Sid. Head? That's Sid. Yeah.
Not
yeah.
Nate.
No. Well, no. I am the guy who goes, claw.
Look like one of those little green aliens.
What do you mean? 13, 10, 60.
Such a Danny DeVito.
What did you or somebody you know accidentally burn down? Jordan, hello?
Hello.
Jordan, what did you or somebody you know accidentally burn?
I was 5 years old. It was Christmas night and I got the towel off my bedroom door and I wrapped it around my lamp and put it on my bed. And then my mum came inside. She was out putting laundry and as she comes in, I start screaming because my entire bed was like on fire.
On fire because you put the towel on the lamp?
Yeah.
So the lamp caught the towel on fire and then what, the towel was near the bed?
Yeah. No, it was on the bed.
On the
Was the towel soaked in gasoline or made of kindling? Like, what kind of a wet towel shouldn't ignite that easily?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't wet. It was dry. But the towel, like when I was younger, my mom would leave our towels on our
door. Right. Okay. Here's me thinking Jordan's bathing in diesel.
No. Regular unleaded.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
E10.
Alicia, hello.
Hi.
What did you accidentally burn?
So I was 17 making popcorn with a friend the old-fashioned way on the stove.
Okay.
Put my headphones in, looked down for a split second, looked back up, and my kitchen was on fire.
Oh, that is dramatic.
How much of the kitchen?
Like my whole stove, range hood, the window, the curtain.
How? What ignited? What happened?
I honestly, to this day, don't even know. I swear I followed the instructions properly on it. It was my first time doing it. All I remember was I seen the flames, I turned around, I grabbed my daughter, threw her over my shoulder and ran out the front door and called the fire brigade.
So you just, everyone was okay? You were safe till the fire brigade came? They put it out?
Yeah, so they came, they put it out. We all made it out the house. I was a bit worried. Because we were renting, so, there's that.
But all fine?
That.
Is it all sorted?
Yeah, it's all fine.
How was the popcorn? Bit overdone?
Yeah.
Fiery's come out? You guys didn't find any popcorn in there, did you? Just a bit peckish.
Michael, hello.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
We're good, brother. What did you accidentally burn?
Alrighty, for reasons about to be explained, no school will be named and no area will be named.
Okay. Yep.
Back when we were young 16-year-olds, we put 2,000 crumbled up sparklers into a little sparkle bomb at our school, just at after hours.
Yeah.
And decided it was a great idea to let it off and it fell over. So one of us went to run and put it back up, but didn't make it in time. So it started 360 degrees spraying sparks everywhere and we burnt the side of our gym wall.
Oh, how bad? Like not just a scuff, like was the whole thing on fire?
The bushes, everything around it on fire and the wall was like scorched on the side. Safe to say we didn't hang around to see the aftermath of it. We were running out of it.
So did you like go back to school and be like, oh, what happened here?
Hooligans.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, who did this?
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Oh! Quitting time! What are the odds of that?
That just can't happen.
Couldn't have had better timing. No. Of course, we had to get the show credit, as they call it in the game, in there, just to ensure the... cha-ching.
Yeah, the people that pay the bills.
But we're
you may get it for free, but there's a,
Yeah.
You need to be paid.
You've got
to
be paid.
You can listen there and enjoy, but you're not going to get paid.
Oh, we're going to get paid tonight. Look, before we get out of here, of course, the buzzer has gone off, which means we need a show rating before we can
the
go
hooter,
anywhere.
The hooter, mate.
The hooter.
The hooter has hooted.
Brad's warranty. Yeah. The hooter is hooted. But before we go anywhere, we need a show rating. Score out of 10. Doesn't matter how much of the show you have heard. Welcome back to the show. We had him on a little bit earlier. He's a bit of an arsonist. Michael, hello. Mike, we got you there. Michael.
You don't answer the boys no more.
Hello.
Oh, there he is. There we go. What happened, bud? You driving or something, big fella?
On the way home from the F1s. Worked for the day.
Do you work at F1?
Yeah, mate. Traffic control. Next to the Porsches for the day.
Oh, that would have been perfect if you were answering them because we just talked about the F1.
Yeah.
So.
And we'll be there this weekend.
Oh, mate. You have to come hit me up.
Did you say M1 or F1?
F1.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, okay. Producer Jared, he doesn't know much about sport. Yeah,
Jared doesn't know what the F1 is.
He must have been talking about the highway.
Jared's texting us going, he's obviously talking about the M1.
Yeah.
All the Porsches, Jared, are driving down the M1 at this time of night.
He thought Michael was going to do a traffic report from the chopper. Michael, how's the setup going down there? Is it all going to be, you know, ready and good for the weekend?
Yeah, mate, we're hunky-dory, worked out the Kinks, ready to go.
Good on you, mate. You got a team? Who are you supporting? Don't say Verstappen, surely.
Oh, nah, mate. I'm probably going to go with the Ferraris. I'm not a big follower of it, though.
Nah. I'm not either, but I'll get around it this weekend.
Producer Jared is. He loves
beers.
Yeah.
Producer Jared's, yeah, he's a big fan. He loves the M1, don't you? Formula 1. That's so silly.
Michael, what do you want to give us out of 10?
Mate, you boys are an absolute pisser on the way home. 10 out of 10.
Oh, 10 out of 10, live from the F1/M1, whatever you want to call it.
Get your hands up. Want to see more of Jimmy and Nate? Keep the good times rolling on the socials by laughing at some of our dad jokes. Heineken. Beer. Celebrating the sounds of good times with F1.